You got it, folks. Ski Mask and Stevie. Stevie and Ski after MLC. I got my boy Kevin Brennan. Kevin, how you doing, bud?
Stevie don't sell tickets. Stevie don't sell tickets. He's a loser. Piazza.
Wait, no, Kevin, don't say that. Come on, man. What's going on? What, you just had KC on? What else?
KC don't sell tickets. He's a bum. Bob sells tickets, but barely.
All right. You hear it here, folks. I mean, what else am I supposed to do? I've got the man, the myth, the legend, Kevin Brennan here with me today. He's jumping in instead of Ski Mask. I don't know what happened to Ski Mask. Honestly, I could really give a fuck less, you know, because that guy is one big fucking ass. Oh, holy shit, dude.
Oh. Well, 1 second. I'm in the Jersey Turnpike. This place fucking sucks. I want to go back.
Oh, maybe he couldn't hear what I was just saying. Hey, man. No, how are you? Oh, my God. Bob Levy's here, too. How's it going, Bob? How are you?
Yeah, Bob, how you guys doing?
Bob, your mic's muted, Bob.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, what's up, Bob?
Ski Mask, your connection. I couldn't ask for a better.
The only reason I joined, I thought Brennan was really hot. Are you fooling me?
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to have to tell you what's really going on here. I've got a producer who's running things behind the scenes right now. And that's why it's a little.
Bob's not actually here.
In your mind,
yeah, no,
it could be. But let's bring on the producer of, like, big announcement right now. I've got a new producer that I hired, and I brought him in for his first official show. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stream.
What's up?
Mr. Jake Hudson.
Super chat, Deadpool, $9.99. Why? Hello there, Stevie and KB.
Stevie, I hope that's coming out of your pocket, right?
That will be coming out of my pocket. I know that you have no money, even though you were just paid.
You were just paid $9.99. Deadpool, $9.99. Just super chatted.
It's so weird doing it from the phone, man. I feel so unprofessional.
Yeah.
I left pretty cash in my ski mask as a souvenir, so I don't know.
Yeah, you just got paid, and you spent all the money already. We know that.
What's up, dude?
I told him not to pay me, actually.
Hey, by the way.
And look who we have. Oh, go ahead, Jake.
By the way, I heard, Derek, I heard some big news that Granny's now official member of the BYB Boys. And Andrew.
Hold on. We don't talk about other podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what, Deadpool? If you want to just kick me off this show, you don't even have to pay me. This is
Deadpool
fucking.
$400 is the price. We will end the show right now. $400. You know, you have my PayPal, Deadpool. Send the $400. And we will
Deadpool, do
right
not
now.
Send him the $400 directly.
$9.99, producer Jake.
Okay.
Send it.
Yes. I'd like to maybe break down the fourth wall, pull back the curtain. The reason why, Mr. Jake.
Oh, well, my limit's 300. Yeah, send it Venmo.
The reason why Jake is here today as the producer is because that was an executive decision made by our executive producer, Deadpool. He is in charge. So he said, you know, Stevie, you've been doing such a good job with all your shows. Why don't you try having Jake as your producer?
By the way, someone just called me an R word, by the way.
Well, I'm not going to allow that. We're not going to allow that at all.
People can't understand you, Ski.
Your mic is coming in a little bad, but that's all right. Derek, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fucking stuck on the turnpike. I'm about to meet up with Team for Tim to get a hug real quick at the Vince Lombardi. We're stuck in fucking traffic. So I'll be at the Vince Lombardi in 7 minutes. I'll be at the Vince Lombardi to get Team for Tim the biggest hug ever because he's one of my best friends.
You guys are just going to meet at the rest stop on the side of the highway.
Every time I'm in Jersey.
In the men's room? The third stall?
We'll meet up.
In the back where they can't hear? What the fuck is going on?
He's gonna put his toes in a bag.
Toes in a bag.
Hey, it's Stevie. Great with him
too, yes, because, yes, Stevie, producer Jake.
The real question is, how was your meeting with Ray DeVito on 4th of July?
Who cares, Jake? Jake, you texted me the other day. You said you're done with Ray. Why are you talking about Ray?
Yeah, did you also meet in a rest area to meet Ray?
Jake, for real, you sent me a tweet.
And also, Jake, you know I didn't have sex with him.
You talked about Ray, and you just brought up Ray. Right? So just,
you know what? I didn't have sex with him. You know that, right?
But the thing is, a lot of people that I know are friends with Ray, so...
Who? Name one.
Stevie Lou?
Oh, you mean...
He's got me there, Derek.
Stevie Lutaw? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, do you know, guys, I got a new name. I'm going to be going by Stevie Lutaw from now on.
Yeah, we got a new shirt coming out as soon as Vinny Cass gets up making it. It's the state of Utah with Stevie's face. It's kind of tricky to think, but it will be available if you keep asking me to press you.
More importantly, did you actually fix the fucking pool, or did you just go hang out and party?
Because I was not leaving the state of Utah until the pool was done. I stayed an extra day to finish the job.
Confirmed?
Yesterday. So, I'm not a pussy. I'm not a bitch. And then turns out Vinny Cass has now since become one of my best friends, top five. So, and I'm moving to Utah. I'm moving as soon as I can. I'm moving.
That's great, man.
Vinny Cass, big piece?
Same size as mine, so yes.
What do you mean? You like put them next to each other to make sure they were the same size, or what?
I mean, well, within 1 hour of being...
No, Derek, it's called docking. It's called docking when one man is... It's like there's two of them together and then the skin of one.
Two men enter, one man leave.
Stevie, Bill Loney, $2, not worth sniping you.
Thank you, Bill Loney. Hi, Bill Loney. Hi, Bill Loney's lawyer.
All right, hey guys, I'm gonna go for a minute. I'll tune back in.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not your connection. I'm sure it's your connection. It's not your somehow laryngitis from, what is that, from deep throating, Derek? They say that's what happens when you go a little too far down.
Jersey. I just missed my exit, so I gotta go for a minute. I'll be back.
All right, buddy. Well, we'll try to catch up with you later. Thank you. Thank you for checking in.
All right. I'll call back in here in a little bit. So keep the show going.
You got the link, bud. Anytime you want to jump in.
Talk about how boring MLC was. He finally got Casey Armstrong, and all he wanted to talk about was nothing. Hacks.
Deadpool, like you're here.
Deadpool, $4.99.
And I'm not a confirmed doctor, so you might have to check. Hey, you know, I know a doctor. I'll check in with Bruce Alvelanker, your buddy. I'll check in with him, see if that's the actual.
Boy, was that a mistake. But hey, you live and you learn, don't you? Do you like that one, Jake? That's a good one. Deadpool 499 says ski. Maybe if you get in the trunk of your phone, we'll hear better. Yeah. Man, if there was some way we could get him to ride back the rest of the ride in the trunk of his car with the phone, I feel like that would be a good show. Probably wouldn't be the first time he's ridden in the trunk of a car. You know,
dang it. Sorry, my hip bump is
you get a little interference there, Jake. Is someone else talking?
I was actually thinking. Is Ski Mask going to meet Ray DeVito?
When you say meet, you mean like
I mean
fisticuffs, or do you mean like sexually, or do you mean like spiritually? Like,
by the way, did we read that one? Oh, that we already read that one.
What's up, Playboys? Billy Tardy.
Yeah, what's up? By the way, shout out to, we got to give a big shout out
to Ga. Ga says, be more funny, Stevie. Big shout out. Go ahead, Jake. Sorry to cut you off, buddy. I'm sorry.
But I want to ask this question. So what do you guys think about Stuttering John flaking on his show again today?
You know, Jake, great question. I like how you take over here. You are the producer. I think that, you know, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, then it's a duck, you know.
Actually, if I like to use the words, if it smells like, looks like, sounds like shit, don't put it in your mouth.
Okay. Why did you censor the first two but not the third? Was that intentional?
No, that was an accident.
YouTube terms of service is 1 out of 3 ain't bad. That's kind of the rule they go by.
Jake, you just said it was an accident. You're talking about shitting yourself, and you said it was an accident. I mean, me and you need to team up like a goddamn Abbott and Costello and hit the road.
Oh, you want me to leave? So you guys can...
Well, I was.
What are you saying? I'm like a third wheel here, or what?
No. It was Abbott, Costello, and wheelchair guy. That was their names.
God.
Cool.
Did you just yell "ga"? She's insulting me. Why would you yell her name? Corndiff says hi, Jake. Checking in. So, I guess we're not gonna get ski mask. He was in. Oh shit, we lost Jake. He's back.
Sorry about that. My headphones decided to fucking crash on me.
Jake, you know what? We got a new rule here. You're the producer. You don't have to apologize for nothing. Yeah. If you get knocked off, but I will tell you, you do have to remind me to turn my lights on back here. So, oh shit, I unplugged them. You guys take over for a second, all right? You guys do what you can. Oh wait, hold on. Actually, I got a special. Oh, fuck, I missed his call. All right, hold on. You guys talk to this guy. I'm going to put him on speaker right now. Okay.
Who is this guy?
Oh, here we go. Okay, so you guys can't hear him. Oh, you guys can hear him, but he can't hear you. Let's see if we can figure out who this special caller is. Caller, please go ahead.
I just want to say hello, Bill Loney. Hello, Bill Loney's lawyer.
Can you guys hear that?
I do believe that's Corndiff, right?
No.
Baba Booey. How are you doing? Baba Booey. Baba
Booey. Oh, we got Baba Booey'd. We got Baba Booey'd.
God damn.
Cardiff. That was Cardiff. Guys, you guys run the show for a second. I got to go plug my lights in. Hold on.
Hey, I like your banner, how it covers your face right up to your nose. That looks really good, buddy.
That's Corndiff.
Oh, Corndiff's doing that to you?
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't like the lower half of your face. You think he's got issues with that?
We got a $9.99, a $9.99, a $2, and a $4.99, and three of them are Deadpools.
$9.99? Are you out of your mind?
Ooh, a cat!
Oh, no. Animals. Wild animals. That thing looks like it's about to attack. Pounce.
Oy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know that is a cougar, Jake?
Hey,
are you aware of that?
He couldn't hear you what we were saying. Because
Jake, was that beast? Did I just do bestiality, or was that okay?
That's okay.
Okay, thank you.
It's here's the thing. If it's more like Kevin Brennan, never mind.
What were you gonna say, Jake? Don't do that to us. Don't be what we call in the industry a cock tease.
Hey, take Corndiff's thing down.
Oh, yes, thank you. Good job with the producing. I don't know what the hell I did there. I had you all blocked up. That pretty face. Get that pretty face up nice and centered for me, why don't you? How about a smile? Give us a big smile. Ah, beautiful. Nice and beautiful.
I can't even know a smile, but we got to talk about the elephant in the room. Roman Reigns, professional wrestler Roman Reigns, was banned from TikTok.
We will 100% not be talking about that right now, but I do appreciate the attempt. What we will talk about is that we had KC Armstrong on MLC today. Jake, do you know what is KC Armstrong? Go ahead.
He was basically the guy that was people thought he was gay on the Howard Stern show. He was the executive producer of the Howard Stern.
No. Hold on. He was the first man to walk on the moon. That's what I understand. Right?
No, that's another Armstrong. You're thinking of another Armstrong.
Oh, no, it was Stretch Armstrong. You're right. It was Stretch Armstrong. Yeah. Was the first Armstrong.
This is the one that worked on the Howard Stern show. He's also was on he also did stuff. He does stuff with he's also tried to fight BTL, Vince the Lawyer.
Who gives a flying fuck? I honestly, no offense to you, Jake, and I know you meant good by just saying that, but I'll be the first to say that I was not a huge Howard Stern fan at the time of KC being on the show, okay? Because that was around the time when Opie and Anthony had their major falling out with Howard Stern, where it became a serious rivalry, you know? So what I do is, oh, hold on. We got an update here from Ski Mask. Let's bring him in.
Hey, I'm officially at the Vince Lombardi. I'm awaiting Teacher Tim's arrival. I just want to give you an update.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Yeah, your sounds.
I haven't seen any penises yet. I am at the Vince Lombardi rest stop. You know, if Kevin Brennan wants to come kill me, he can meet me here now. That's fine. So,
okay.
Is that a Kmart?
Vince Lombardi, it's the world's famous Vince Lombardi restaurant.
What? You go to Lombardi, you'll leave with a limp, Lombardi. Right, that's what they say.
Yeah, it's Steve Lutow running the show. I mean, this is where gay sex happens. So I'm looking for cock, and I'll give you guys an. I'll call back in after I get done, and I'm about to go inside now, and I'm going to look for some cock.
Give us a look around, see what you're scouting out, and get back to us, please. And if you see Tim,
I'm gonna turn my volume down. I'll just go ahead and see if we can find some cotton.
All right. Well, we'll keep running the show here. So, yeah. As far as KC, it's not for me. It's just not for me. And
when I'm on my show, I want to do an actual interview with him.
Do you know, like, were you a Howard Stern fan from that era?
No, I like KC.
Why?
He had a couple one-liners today that Kevin...
He did, yes. He had one or two lines. I'll give it that he wasn't KC's a complete KC's fucking... Yeah.
This place is wild. They got a Popeye in there.
This is entertaining. Ski Mask, if you could do, God is asking for you to blow your nose.
I'm sorry, I had to get some food. They're cooking.
You forgot the first rule of the show, Jake. We don't say sorry from you because you're the producer. So how can
All right.
Ski Mask, when you eat fried chicken, do you take the bark off of it?
No.
Good question.
Derek, that joke is not funny. That joke wasn't funny when you said it a couple weeks ago.
Wow. Wow. Jake, now, I kind of find it a little humorous.
Because I said I take the fish, I take the bark off of food before I eat bark, the skin off the food before I
now,
eat
Ski Mask, it. Ski Mask, are you a fan of Casey Armstrong because you also wear white hats backwards? Is that what I'm picking up here?
No, I don't know. I almost got robbed with this hat. I got asked why it was this color. It was ridiculous.
You tell him because it's Kumia country?
No, I went into a liquor store right outside of the airport. And
Newark, New Jersey.
Dude, it was really sketchy. I almost got robbed. This guy asked me why I was wearing red and blue on my hat. I'm being dead serious. I almost got like, and then he tried to give me some knuckles and tried to swipe my pocket. I'm like, can I just go back to Utah?
Why the fuck are you?
Did you sing like Bob Marley, One Love to him, or like try to calm the situation
down? I was
minding
my own damn business. That's what I was doing. And I looked young and hung.
Hey,
were you crip walking?
Was that what?
Someone saying, tell Ski to stop walking in.
Someone, why don't you tell him who it was, Jake? Tell him who it was real.
Tubby. It was Tubby.
Oh, hey, Tubby, I got something to say to you. Fuck you. You tub of goo. You fat fuck.
I didn't think we heard you clearly. Could you repeat what you just said there? Sorry.
Tubby, you're a tub of goo. You're a fat fuck. Go fuck yourself, you fatty. Ooh. I'm at the Vince Lombardi. Come meet me here now. They sell cologne. I'll spice you up. They sell cologne right there.
Okay, fair, fair. Now, now say something mean to him.
I mean, Toby can be funny, but he was saying the shit he was saying earlier. Fat tub of goo.
Okay.
How'd you find him? You hear me?
Bill Looney, $2. Oh, Bill Looney, $2.
I have a feeling video is going to be getting cut and clipped for you now.
By the way, Bill Looney, hey, put that back. Bill Looney, $2. My shit.
I don't know. I kind of like what Gaz's saying there, but sure.
I mean,
here we go.
It's kind of a 5-hour flight and a 6-day bender. Of course, I'm a 47 fucking hack.
Yeah, I saw your brother driving around in a freaking Barbie Jeep. Looked like he was fucking 4x4ing it through the yard.
Don't take it personal.
Tub of goo.
It's better when you don't take it personal. Learn from me.
Yeah, learn from Stevie Utah. There's some ATMs right here. You know, you can't gamble in Utah, but there's some ATMs here. So I might have to put some money on the game. Who's playing tonight?
Oh, my God.
Speaking of alcohol, were you in a dry county?
No, but they did do something funny where they have to have like these tip of like on the top of the liquor bottles when you're at the bar. Three strip clubs, one of them twice, 3 nights in a row.
What do well, they do?
I know what they're what he's talking about. They in Utah they actually have you have they force bars to mount or measure their liquor or
now Jake that's yeah. a good point to bring up. Jake, are you more of a states rights guy or are you more of a you know overreaching government?
I'm an independent. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm an independent. And the thing
too
is
late.
Like let me tell you something. When they want to try to take people's rights away. Let me tell you something. I've been independent since the day I was born.
But Jake, what about a state like Utah where they want the right to take the right away from people? Do you get where that gets a little tricky now?
Because
you're like,
never go to
give them the rights that they want. They're Americans. They should be given the right to do what they want. What if their right is to take away the rights of other people?
Yeah,
do you see how that becomes a bit of a tricky situation?
Something I picked up on when I was there is that if you're not a felon, you can walk around with a piece, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, no one's trying to take away the rights. No try.
Same rules out here.
We should try that in New York City.
I'm here. I'm almost there. I'm gonna drive through it here in a minute. I'm waiting on Teamster Jizz.
I don't know that nickname, Teamster Jizz, but I'll begin to use it.
Vinny coined it, and when I started calling, he hates it too.
Sounds like we need a Teamster Jizz shirt as well, then. And now find
Vinny Cash, $5. Vinny Cash, $5. Super chat.
$400 to leave the show. It's Derek and Bouncer, the Exotic Kitty. I love it. Oh, yeah. Exotic Kitty is one of the slots that me and Vinny love to play. But I'm waiting on Teamster Jizz, and I'll check back in when I get back in the car.
Cool. Sounds good, Ski Mask. Thank you very much for checking back in with us, buddy. Don't listen to Guy. You look like $1 million, bud.
I'll save you some when I get back in the car.
That guy, let me tell you, that guy is one evil, evil biatch.
What?
Who was that? Who just said that? Who's here? There should be no one here. Yeah, and so we weren't listening in on the conversations. We're just doing a show, and
here's a little piece.
What the fuck is that? What are you eating?
That egg salad sandwich?
No, it's a hamburger, cheeseburger.
Oh, good. Looks good. It did look a little bit like egg salad sandwich.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, who grilled that? Was that you or were you grilling this whole time while you were on the show?
My family was.
The entire family. I love it.
It's a group effort.
Jake, what do you got here, pal? I wanted to ask you a question today. I wanted to ask you.
No, I know I'm not marrying your sister.
Fuck. Listen, Jake, she needs somebody in her life, okay? And
no, I'm not marrying your sister.
Oh, fuck. All right, question two.
No, I'm not marrying your mom either.
Whoa, 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 Jake.
Dorothy Mantooth was a saint. Is a saint. Shit.
Mom jokes are unacceptable unless you're in the Vince Lombardi rest area.
He's a producer, though, Derek. If he's a producer, he kind of, I told him that he doesn't have any, he can do whatever he wants. So I think he can actually do that. So I got to take it. I just got to take it.
Hey, I'm just making a joke. Sorry.
Oh, he said sorry. I'm cool with it. Okay, let me get to my point, though. Jake, Nintendo Entertainment System. What do those words mean to you?
The greatest video game system ever.
Wow. I knew I was onto something here, Jake. I agree. I think that you really can't go much better than the 8-bit realm. Some of the greatest minds in video game history were involved with that world. What would you say was your favorite NES game? Do you have a favorite that you could tell me?
If we're talking about SNES, the other...
No, no, my friend. I'm talking straight up old school.
What about... They have a pro wrestling game. They have a pro wrestling game.
They had a game just called Pro Wrestling or... tag team wrestling, perhaps?
Yeah.
Now, this game sucked balls. The WWF WrestleMania game that came out for the NES was also dog shit. I will say that the N64 is where you probably see the realization of the true art of wrestling video games. Jake, I know you probably know the WCW NWO game by THQ that was followed by...
Are we talking about Backstage Assault or the other one?
No. Now, I don't even know if that was N64. We jumped around a little bit too far.
That was N64. That was N64. That was N64.
WCW's Backstage Assault?
Yeah.
So maybe I'm thinking of a different game here. We had the WCW versus NWO game followed by...
I thought it was on PlayStation 1.
It may have been on both. Derek, you seem to get...
I'm just thinking that until they had an N64, how do you really play one of those games without a joystick is kind of what I was thinking. Because once the joystick came into action, then it came a little real. The keypad, that's no good.
So I got to jump in. It looks like Adam has two hands, and our boy Vitty Cash jumped in and helped us out. That was NWO Revenge. Adam takes
from $2.
Adam... has two hands, said made by AKI. I believe that was like the Japanese company that had originally programmed that game. And I do believe THQ eventually took over that whole franchise as it moved over to the WWE. Still, I believe the WWF at that time, because I recall there was a WWF 2000.
Yeah, can I say something? Number one, Alan J. Cooper, $2. And also, they had the first game that came under the WWE brand was WWE Raw 2. It was Raw WWF Raw for the Xbox, for the original Xbox.
See, Jake, once you get into that generation of games, I was kind of having, you know, sex and stuff like that. So I started to, like... you know, not pay as close attention.
A different joystick altogether, am I right?
Yes. And I'm not trying to act like I'm some sort of fucking pimp Mac Stevie Lou over here. But yes, Alan J. Cooper, and shout out to Alan. I do believe that is a certain Alan that reached out to me the other day. I don't want to blow up his spot, but if that is the Alan that I'm thinking of, Hello, Alan. And NES game, he's saying the best game was River City Ransom, in his opinion, of course. Guys, any thoughts? Let me throw it to Derek first this time. River City Ransom.
Any game, any system, N64, 007, GoldenEye, if that's what
that's you're getting at all. I expected to give you an easy question and an easy answer from you. You completely fucked that up. That's all right. Thoughts on River City Ransom? That's what I was going for. And it's okay, buddy. It's okay. No, Derek, look up. Look, I'm Derek. I'm here. Look, eyes, buddy. Eyes. It's okay. We make mistakes. We're all human. Jake, are you listening too?
Yeah, I'm actually looking up River City Ransom on. I'm looking it up right now.
So I do see that our numbers are plummeting with the video game talk, but listen, I don't give a fuck, man.
I'm actually doing a little bit of production and helping you by getting some other stuff for the screen for you.
Okay, bud.
I'm just getting you the Wikipedia for River City Ransom.
Cool.
It's on the. By the way, it's in the backstage area.
Got you, buddy. Here,
yeah.
River City Ransom. Can you zoom in?
No, River City Ransom.
Yeah, you can. You can hit control plus.
Like that.
Hold control. Yeah, there you go, buddy. See.
Thank you.
That's it. If you got to go out, you go control negative is zoom out.
All right, River City Ransom.
We're not going to just read the Wikipedias, though. We can scroll through. It was a great game. It was a role-playing beat-em-up, which is where I have to differ from Alan in his personal opinions. Wow, great job, Jake. Thank you for that.
Sorry. I thought we were done.
No. I was saying good job because that was very well-timed how you brought that up and took it away. You know, there's no reason to linger on that too much. But River City Ransom was an RPG fighter. And I will say that I was a very fidgety, impatient child. Clearly, I'm a much more reserved, slow-speaking.
Donation, Deadpool, $4.99.
But yeah, RPG fighting games were not really my cup of tea. Thank you very much, Deadpool, $4.99. Larry Bird versus Dr. J. I think it was for the Commodore 64, LOL. Played the shit out of that as a kid. Now, I recall the Bird versus Magic, which was a version of probably the same game for the NES. Must have had a slight graphic upgrade, but man, if I remember correctly, the controls were brutal on Bird versus Magic. Or was it Bird versus Jordan? I'm sorry. God forgive me. Steal it from Gino. It was Bird versus Jordan. And that was a tough game to just control and play. I preferred Double Dribble. Yes, Jake.
Sorry to interrupt, but we do have a little thing that I want to say. One of our shows that are part of our circle just hit 1,000 subscribers. No Filter with Andrew and friends.
Shut the fuck up. We have breaking news.
Breaking news.
Can you pull it up so we can see it? This is your job now.
I got it. Actually, I'll pull up the page. They're doing a stream right now. Andrew is streaming right now. Before No Filter tonight, after our show, actually a little bit before we end, because I don't know if we're going to end at 6.
Adam has two hands. Shining Force was a great game. I totally agree. Here we go, Jake. You good job there. Good on Jake. And again, you're going to want to zoom in if you can, pal. I just taught you how to do that.
I was eating.
No, I'm laughing at something else. But yeah. Holy shit. Let's give a
1K. Very wow.
Round of applause for our buddy Andrew the Giant.
Amazing.
That's doing amazing. Derek, I don't know if you were there or not. I think you were. It was when we had like a BYB takeover of No Filter. He was at like 270, maybe 300. You know, it was something that he was like feeling bad about.
And yeah, if bro, I, yeah, that's donation. Exponential growth.
If I recall, I said to myself, I said, you're at 250 now. All you got to do is do another 250 and you're at 500. And once you're at 500, you're halfway to 1,000. You know, folks, I think that you could maybe take a slight lesson from Stevie, Andrew, Derek, and Jake, where slow and steady wins the race. And good people who work hard will be rewarded.
Stevie, donation. Yes. $4.99.
Okay, donation. He's laughing that you're calling it a donation. They are super chats, but technically, I guess they are donations. We don't look at them so much as donations as boosts. You know, these folks are taking the time to come enjoy the shows we're doing, but. I mean, I guess if Jake wants to call him donations, he is the producer of this show, Derek. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, how could I say otherwise?
Hey, by back the way,
to video, what a good job he's doing. May I point that out, too? I mean, the production on this show is far superior to any other show I've seen.
Such as?
MLC, for example. I was just watching that earlier today, and that Adam guy, he has nothing on our Jake.
Okay, that's very interesting that you say that. Alan J. Cooper here jumping in saying that Guerrilla War was a good game. I don't know that one, Alan. You stumped me on that one. That sounds like a deep cut. I will check it out. Jake, were you going to say something? I'm sorry. I think I cut you off.
I'm looking that up for you.
You're sounds looking like you're up taking a hamburger bite for
Jake. Listen, if you got to eat while you work, I'm not the kind of ball breaking boss who's going to call you out on that. Now, Derek, on the other hand,
yeah, I mean, you guys, there's not like 15 minute breaks at this job. You're not like letting your employees have breaks. Is that what I'm getting?
It's on Jake, the screen, guys. It's on the screen. It's in the box, ready to go.
I don't get it. There you go. Jake is pulling up. Guerrilla War. Whoa. Holy shit. Pause that right there. In the 1987 arcade game Guerrilla War, it followed the adventures of two unnamed commandos, but in the Japanese version, it was Che Guevara and Fidel Castro. That's fucking incredible. Holy shit, Jake. And thank you, Alan. This is a gem that I want to play this game. I want to play the Famicom version. If you didn't know, folks, that's what they called the Nintendo Entertainment System in Japan. So if you get your hands on the Famicom, and I'm saying that like an idiot, the Famicom version would be Che Guevara and Fidel Castro. Alan brings up another one. Yeah. Yeah. Alan brings up another one here. We had MC Kids, which I do know about. It was made by McDonald's. I don't know if it was even sold in stores. I think it was only available somehow through like mail order via McDonald's or at McDonald's. So there's not a lot of those out there. That's one of the more rare games. Saying that it sounds whack, but it was similar to Mario 3 or Claymates. Now, Alan, more or less, Alan, we got to bring you on one of these days because you seem to be right on point with what you're thinking and saying. Because I wanted to bring up a point that I've been playing Super Mario 3 recently. I've got the Switch. I am a Switch guy. Jake, don't take that the wrong way, all right? I don't switch teams.
You're not a Switch hitter?
You have, by the way, you play the Nintendo Switch.
And there's nothing wrong with folks who do Switch, but...
Hey, by the way, what do you think? What have you played Animal Crossing New Horizons yet?
Yes. Yes, I have actually.
Have you been dealing with Tom Nook?
I beat it. I beat the game.
That game is, you actually have to pay. It's not a beatable game. You have to pay money to pay like
call me out. calling me out, just like this guy over here, Dr. Chow, calling me out. He's saying that this is a list letdown because he thought that Ski would be on. Well, Dr. Chow, you just showed your ass because Ski Mask has been on twice already today. He is in the middle of traveling, and we were able to get him on. And if he's watching, Ski Mask, come back on so you can serve this punk motherfucker, Dr. Chow, his dinner. You going to get dinner served, Chow.
Well, I think Ski said after he does his little meetup in the bathroom that he was going to come back on, right? Yeah, exactly. That kind. Right.
Yeah, and Teamster Tim's on a lot of medication, so it takes him a while to come. So,
hey, by the way,
Jake, how quick do you come?
A few seconds.
All right.
That's quick. That might be a record of some kind.
Jake, by the way, we cut you off. Go ahead.
By the way,
I just want to say that in a few days I will be on this. I think this Sunday I will be on a podcast. I will be on I will let people know what the link is, or we might be recording it. Jiggy Jaguar, he has done interviews with porn stars and people in the business of wrestling and other stuff. And he asked me if I would come on, and
congratulations.
And so I will be doing that this Sunday. And I also want to say that my sister-in-law brought my groceries today because I was running out of shit.
Jesus. Speaking of that, then why don't you, what is your Cash App?
You know my Cash App.
Can you tell it again to me? So we'll put it up.
Actually, I can actually put it in the
Say it out loud. I'm putting it into a banner right now.
It's a cash tag Ellis John Hudson ELLIS JOHNHUDSON. And yes, that is my real name. And yes, I know that I before you ask, I don't know why that I on my YouTube name I put HUSDON. And I'll tell you about it later. Well,
listen, buddy, if you're having problems buying groceries right now, and I know it's tough on a lot of people out there to buy groceries, so I'm not asking folks who are having difficult times to reach out, but I think that's a pretty fucked up thing, and that doesn't make me feel so great about myself when I hear that, so I can't imagine.
No, here's the thing. Because I don't leave my house a lot, the reason I don't leave my house is because I am an introvert. I am very thankful that I got people like that, you know.
We're not going to all start crying here. We don't want to start making everybody cry. Can we try to keep it slightly upbeat? What do you like doing outside when you do go outside, Jake? That's what I want
to
know.
The mail. I like getting the mail. That's the only thing I do is get the mail or like move the cars. That's the two things that I like doing. By the way,
you have your driver's license?
I don't have a driver's license. I never had one.
I never
registered to vote.
But that's he does actually go to the mailbox, so if you want to mail him food, go ahead. Can we get your address?
You're trying to get.
That sounds like a doxing thing. He's joking, Jake. Actually, so I want to bring this up. You've never registered to vote. I normally would say like, "Oh, this guy is such a piece of shit. He's a no good motherfucker. He's not a U.S. citizen." Exercising is right, but I would not say that because I bet you've never been called for jury duty. Is that correct?
That's why I did it. The reason why I never voted is because when you vote, you got to go to jury duty.
That's exactly the case. You're fucking brilliant. All right. And just to shut fucking Dr. Chow up, let's get this motherfucker in the house.
What's up, Ski Mask?
Can't hear you. You're on mute. is this somebody else just playing a loop of Ski
this
Man?
This is a GIF. I think this is a GIF overlay.
I can't hear you, buddy.
Did everybody come?
Yeah, he's muted. Or is this obnoxious John? Dude, we can't hear you, buddy. This is crazy. He sounds like he's saying really good stuff, and we can't hear you. Can't hear you. So if you want to mime it for us, it would help. Jesus. This has been challenging. This is a challenge.
Yes, okay, we are challenged, folks. You heard that right.
But yeah, like I was saying before, if anybody out there wants to throw Jake a few bucks, maybe you can go get some vegetables. Jake, just make sure you get some vegetables.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you ever tried grilling asparagus?
I love grilling asparagus, but it makes my poops green.
Right.
Any cash, $5. Damn it, Ski. There's no vodka left in Utah.
I guess that means that Ski Mask Collective.
Hey, Ari Jane. How you doing, Ari?
Drank all the vodka.
How you doing, Ari? I am actually wearing right now. I'm actually wearing Swell, one of her deodorants that she makes. By the way, if you do go to ariejane.com and use code HWO for 15% off and free shipping on your first order.
Jake, Soviet Skunk wants to know, should he mail you condoms? Are you running low? Are you running low?
No comment.
Well, are you a condom guy, would you say? Or are you one of those guys who's like, trust me, baby. Trust me. I don't fuck weird girls anyway, so we're good. Don't worry. That's fine. You don't have to answer.
Not on a potential plug, but thank you. Not in a
potential. We love Ari Jane. Ari Jane is a sweetheart. She has put up with enough shit that I have no problem with her getting a free plug if she needs. People do go out and buy yourself some Ari Jane deodorant. You guys stink. It doesn't have any. It does not contain any metals or any bad additives. Ski's back.
Ski, are you there?
It sounds like muted. You got to hit the mute button. You're probably muted. Yeah. Can't hear him, man.
Dang it.
Somehow.
God damn it.
You were doing fine.
It's not your fault, Jake. It's not your fault. I don't think it's on you, buddy. You're doing good.
So.
But the thing is, this is my first day, and we're screwing up.
I'll allow it. I'll think over how you've been able to cover up your mistakes with a lot of other hard work. You know? Yeah,
it's, you know what the thing is? It's like, I just want to say that I am doing good. Listen, but Ari, $4.99.
You got, all right. Listen, you got to stop doing the Ray DeVito. You're doing the Ray DeVito where you just stop mid thought and you read a chat, and it's great because it's a super chat, and I really do appreciate that. Thank you, Ari Jane, and I feel like she probably felt guilty that she's getting. So you know what, Jake, give Ari. Can you pull up Ari's website?
Give me one minute.
I've been using that stuff on my balls for weeks now, and I can tell you, I can confirm that it works very good. Very good.
All right.
I'm pulling it up right now.
I've been getting lots of comments
before we get to
the public.
Before we get to that, I've got a very special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, the masked murderer.
Oh, no. Get him out of here. I'm leaving.
Bill Looney, new member. Bill Looney, new member. Hold on.
Good evening.
We got a new member, by the way, boss.
Did you almost call me?
Sorry, Stevie. This is the one I have right here. Is the swell.
Happy 4th of July, Mr. A.
Happy 4th to you as well.
Thank you for coming.
Did you blow anything up?
Did I blow anything?
Did you blow anyone up?
Let's just say you won't be hearing from Bill Schultz anytime soon. Let's just say that.
You killed him with a spot.
Wow.
Sorry, Jake. Can you do that again? Oh, hold on. First of all, we got the man back in. Jesus fucking Christ. Bud, we can't hear you, and this is getting real crazy. I know this is a bit of a crazy show already, but you are my co-host, and I do love you, so I don't want you to think that I'm pranking you or anything, or maybe you're pranking us, but just stay working out, man. Just ain't working out.
I like
maybe Ski, if you can hear this, if you can hear my voice, Ski Mask, maybe you get your gal's phone and maybe see if you can jump in through there, because your shit is just completely fried and I can't hear a word you're saying. But I do love you guys. All right,
it's here. It's in the back.
Thanks. Page. Yep, let's get a good proper look at these. So if you notice here, Airy Jane's product, it's not your prototypical bar deodorant that you've been sold. Yeah. You've been sold a book of lies. You've been sold a crock of shit all your life. All of these million-dollar commercials trying to knock you off your feet with a bunch of celebrities. It's all mind control. Mind control. So...
By the way, I just want to say that I actually love the Cloud 9. Now I'm using Swell, and I love it.
He loves it, folks.
And dialing.
Hi,
by the way,
wait, holy shit! All right.
By the way, that stuff is she also said it's aluminum free.
Metal free. That's right.
Yeah.
But what if you love metal?
Oh, no, he's drinking aluminum. He's drinking aluminum again.
Fuck. Hey,
it's gonna get us kicked off.
By the way, we're almost at the 58 minute mark. You want to end it in an hour?
I am Cyclops.
All right,
watch you with those eyes.
By the way, did you miss?
Where'd you get that creeper?
We got Bill Looney, new member.
Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that, Jake. That is huge.
Airy, $4.99. Benny Cash, $5. Deadpool, $4.99.
We do have Bill Looney as a new member. If he's stream sniping us, that's very nice of him to become a new member. Folks, we have memberships. It's a great way to show your support. Eventually, we'll do some special content on there, but we're just working on taking it one day at a time.
Hey, so, why don't we make it members only, and you guys, never mind.
Can I do that?
I sailed here on a membership.
Hold on. Let's see. He's back. Get him in here. What's up, baby boy? No.
They can't hear us. Dang it. No. God damn it. Hey, turn your device off and have you turned off and back on again?
Wait, I think I can hear him. Nope, I'm lying.
I just thought of something. Ski Mask did say that he would have Vinny Cash's pool fixed long before Bob Levy ever got his pool. And I'll just say he was correct.
There we go.
I'm singing this song because I got it in my head. Perry knocked over the table. Oh, Deadpool, 1999. Hi, Bell.
Thank you, Deadpool. That will help contribute to my
assistant
pay that I'm going to. I will be taking care of Jake. Jake is now a salaried employee of Ski Mask Collective. I will say that I guess this really wasn't a Ski Mask Collective episode.
It was someone's making margaritas.
No, someone was actually trying to shoot me with a broken Nerf gun.
Oh, watch out.
This is more of a lose cannon production here today.
Literally with a Nerf cannon, apparently.
I guess so.
It's Nerf or nothing.
Deadpool made the call. Jake is the producer of Lose Cannon. This was I knew it was going to be a Lose Cannon episode the whole time. I kind of tricked you folks. But it is what it is. We have fun here at Ski Mask Collective, don't we, boys?
We always.
Of course.
Always. Always. You know, there's some haters out there right now saying otherwise. Jake, what do we do to the haters?
Oh, Jake.
Boom. You heard that.
He's shooting us. He's stream sniping us.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that Mr. A could get to the rest area and back here so quickly.
Well, he does have a certain friend who can fly faster than a speeding bullet.
Hold on, Mr. A. I got a little... Hey, Mr. A hasn't seen this yet. Mr. A hasn't seen this yet.
Faster than a coming F word is what I was about to say. I don't know what the rules are on this.
Whoa. Cool.
Yeah.
What? Look at this.
Hey! What are you doing? Get out of there!
Hold on.
My house. Stop shooting that Nerf gun around my house. You're going to break my TV.
Think you're so funny, don't you?
By the way, shout out to Stormy for giving me the background.
Nice job, Stormy. I like it. Brilliant, Jake. Brilliant, Jake. Well, I wish you didn't save that for the very last minute, but you did, and I love you.
All right, I could have. Wait a minute. Hold on. I could save the show.
You already did, Jake. You already did.
I don't know. What?
That's got the engineer. Scott Salem.
Thank you. See? Again. I guess we never really got to any MLC content at all, but I didn't.
Casey Armstrong, he did say he bled to death.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I don't like that sort of shit. I feel like Casey Armstrong has some sort of brain damage.
Does that even seem plausible that could happen?
The story sounded like bullshit altogether, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
The guy did dope a lot. So, you know, crazy shit happens. Yeah. I think the guy has some sort of neurological disorder, so it's hard to listen to him, and I feel bad. So I'm not always into that sort of shit. God. But shame on me because I'm a Ray DeVito fan, you know, and I guess because maybe I know Ray, it's different. So maybe if I got to meet Casey, yes, Jake, yes.
Maybe we got a new movie that we can watch. We can try to find and watch as a review. That you and Ski Mask can review.
Okay.
The Barbie movie.
Yeah.
By the way, before I get kicked off here because of that joke, Deadpool $4.99 sounds like Stevie Lee.
I'm gonna masturbate to the Barbie movie.
Had a big glass of espresso.
Exasperilla.
I see. Okay, Jake.
I had a dream the other day.
Go ahead, please.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson was doing our podcast, and I kept saying dumb things to him, like,
how much the people's elbow does it really matter if you smell what you're cooking?
Did we get mad at you for doing that?
He left. I made him leave. He just left like Frankie does.
Did we get upset at you for doing that? Or
I think so, but he just left.
Hey, oh, by the way, shout out. We got a big, we got to give a shout out to the BYB, to the Backyard Boys.
Yeah.
The Rock is BYB Pod, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 p.m. Central, I forget Eastern.
That's right.
8 p.m. Derek, is that correct?
Monday. 8 o'clock Eastern. Yeah, that sounds correct. Right, and tomorrow night we will be having Cody Canuck on, all the way from Canada.
Who's Cody Canuck?
He's some piece of shit. Some worthless fucking piece of shit.
Where's Brandon at?
That's fire.
These are great questions he's having.
That's why he's my producer. This guy don't fuck around. This guy don't play.
By the way, who is Bruce? Who's Bruce?
All right.
Who told you to ask Bruce. Us that?
Nobody.
Yeah. All right. My ass, nobody. Jake, are you hanging out with those guys that I don't like?
No.
Are we getting punked?
I'm hanging out with the guys you don't like.
He's talking about. God damn it. Get some better internet.
Great, you guys. How y'all doing? I just went out to get some food, and god damn, it was picking my nose right now. I just had to stop talking so I could pick my nose. But, you know, great ass fish. It was a little wet, undercooked, but I got to make it to the toilet. See you guys later. Peace out.
Insane show I think I've ever done. And I'm really glad that...
Whoa, wait a minute. Hey, Stevie Lou, check Twitter.
Oh, fuck. All right, folks, hold on. I was just going to end it.
He said, by the way, Stevie Lou, at Stevie Lou is back, and at Hudson Jake, we're playing with guns.
That's terrifying.
Mine is a Nerf gun. Mine is a Nerf gun.
Bill Loney is playing very funny tricks on us. That's a good way to end it, though, Jake.
Oh, God.
All right, folks. I got to go. I got a special screening of
the Bobby movie? Secret,
The Secret of Cuck Island. Tonight in New York City.
Congratulations, Stevie Lou. You were part of that entire production, correct?
I have a featured role in that one. So I would suggest folks go
to
Cuck Island.
You're the janitor?
Mr. A, are you laughing? Don't.
No. What are you, the janitor? Figure something.
All right, guys.
Movies
guys.
Have janitors, okay? All right, movies guys. Have a janitor. So right, why can't guys. I be one?
Guys, shout out to BYB Pod. Shout out to Mr. A's mask. One day I'm ripping that mask off of you. I'm ripping that mask off of you, Mr. A.
And then what are you going to stick in his mouth?
I want to say one day I want to see Mr. A without a mask.
You can see me without pants.
Everybody's seen that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Everybody's seen you without a shirt. Everybody sees you without a shirt on Stormy's birthday.
Nah, his shirt's too tight to take off.
Well,
hey, one day I'm taking that mask and I'm doing like we need to have a mask versus hair match.
What are you going to lose?
My hair.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have any hair.
Seemed like a very big win.
All right, wait, that wouldn't work. Jake, why don't you guys do a mask versus teeth.
A mask versus hair match. He puts his mask on the line. I put my hair on the line.
What about mask versus teeth? You'll have to put your teeth on the line.
Hey, Stevie, you got to end the show so you go to your premiere. It's in my mind. All right,
that was mean of me. I'm sorry, Jake. That was mean. I was taking a shot.
Wait. I know. What if he loses his teeth before he wrestles Mr. A?
Ooh. Who's going to wrestle me?
Me.
Oh.
Jake, you did have the best jokes tonight. That's for sure.
If I win, I'll rip that mask off of you. If you win, you and the BYB boys have to shave my head.
Where?
Were we meeting the Vince Lombardi rest area or something?
No, I was thinking more like a wrestling ring. Or in the middle of thank you.
Steam room match.
One last time before we go, everybody send Jake $5. Everybody out there that can hear my voice that has Cash App and can afford it, send Jake just $5. If we all send him $5, he'll afford groceries. I don't know. Seems like a good idea.
Perry Caravello daily has McDonald's showing up to his doorstep. If only we had Jake's address, we could make
I don't want to do that, though, because McDonald's is no good for him. I'd rather see him go and get some good vegetables. And
salad.
What was that?
But
those were the salad days.
Salad.
I wanted to thank you, Derek, very much for coming on last minute. This was unplanned, but I believe it went as well as it could. Mr. A, for jumping in.
I was just jumping in
a pinch. Thank you. You know, you're always welcome. I love you, buddy. Jake, great job.
No, don't do it.
Not a tremendous job, but a great job. We could always do better, and we'll work on that. We'll have, you know.
Hey, you need to make me a producer in the studio so I can run a lot of the button. You or Schemas is going to make me a producer so I can run a lot of the show. And you guys have to have my email. Listen,
I'll just give you Ski Mask's password. How about that? I'll just give you the password to his because it's for his email, it's for his YouTube, and it's for StreamYard. So how about that? I'll just give you his.
Hi, can you hear me? I can hear you.
Hey, what's up, Ski Mask?
What's up? I'm in the middle of the city.
By the way, Steven is giving me your email.
Shut up. It's embarrassing. I can't even get on my own fucking show.
Dude, what happened? Your mic wasn't working.
I don't know what happened. I restarted the phone. I did a whole bunch of other stuff. I had to open it Chrome for some reason. Download shit. It's just, you know, everything's a pain in the ass these days. You know, people don't want to.
Hey, by the way, how was Utah?
Stevie, put yourself up on the left hand side. What are you doing?
I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
Ski Mask really needs his mask. You have a chin like Joe Swanson. Oh my god.
You guys kiss.
That's how you make by the way,
do that one more time. Don't say what you said, but do what you do it. Edward knows. Oh my god.
Hey, by the way, you need to get to your premiere.
By the way, shut the fuck up.
I can take the subway. It's only a few subway stops away. So I'll be all right.
Vinny Cask loves when I eat on the show, so I had to stop and get a
Slim Jim. Jesus Christ. Fucking farts are gonna stink. He's been drinking fucking twisted teas.
I'm delirious.
You poor gal. You're gonna rip a fucking beef jerky fart before you guys get even home, I bet.
Yeah, Stevie, Stevie's more into the salad. He's suggesting to everybody to eat a little healthier today. I think he's concerned about your eating habits. Maybe you live in a food desert or something.
What?
Good call.
Snap into my asshole. Ooh, yeah.
So yeah,
I gotta go, Stevie Lou. I gotta go, brother.
Jake, get out of here, buddy. I got you. I'll send you that 10 right as soon as we get off. All right, bud.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Peace.
Ooh, he's a lot. Oh, I love the guy, but he is a lot.
Honestly, it's like this. It's like taking some cuts before you go up to bat with a donut on your bat. You know, if you could podcast with that guy, then you could podcast with anybody, you know? So it's like practice. And I think that we could work on him a little bit and maybe mold him a little bit in our image. And I think it'll make everybody better. So I know there's a lot of folks who don't like him.
I got plenty of mold. I mean, you can get that mini cats. They're just showering the whole time.
Also, Deadpool.
Choke on your stick.
Deadpool kind of proclaimed it. So,
did you send the 400 bones to end the show?
The show is too good to end. So I appreciate him holding off. He could have sniped us at any point, but he decided to let this one go. We did have some folks watching here. So it's not like this was complete horseshit. I want to kiss.
We're going to sunburn.
I want to kiss every single one of you, especially Bill Saunders. Oh, Jesus. Look at that. God damn it, bro.
That's called earning money, you bitch motherfuckers. Yeah. That's called having a real job. Check it out.
Oh, that's called passing out in the sun.
Doing it, you bitch ass niggas.
I thought you were showing a new tattoo. It's just eczema.
Who is?
It's bad sunburn. A bad, bad sunburn. Indeed, Deadpool. I had an exasperation. All right, I do got to go. Thank you guys so much. Ski, can we promise the folks a traditional episode next week? He's frozen. That's great. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Gotta be fucking kidding me. Ski.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's just perfect. It was perfect. Next week, you and I doing the do-si-do.
Let's keep it going. I finally got my stuff to work. Come on.
I kind of can't. You could stay on if you want.
What do you mean you got it? What do you got to do?
I got an event.
He's got to feed his cats.
Go to bed.
That's at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
That is a big deal, though. Jesus Christ, you don't know.
Jimmy, have you guys wrapped up? I wasn't listening because I was trying to get on.
Yeah. You couldn't listen. You couldn't speak. It was bad. We were literally about to leave, but we didn't get a chance to talk much MLC, so maybe we can do an SMC this weekend that's more MLC based. What do you say?
Maybe Saturday after I get some sleep.
Cool.
I probably slept.
You're going to need to sleep for sure, but the world misses you. You got plenty of stories. You need to be heard.
A lot of stories, they're funny.
So I say let's shoot for Saturday. Maybe we'll do an early bird. But you do need some rest, so you could do an afternoon early bird. But
the highway just opened up, so
wait till you get to the GWB though. Or are you guys taking the Tappan Zee? I would take the take that.
I think he's in the tunnel right now.
He's in the tunnel right now. Yeah, take the Garden State. Take the Garden State up to. Garden State 287-95, right home. Boom, boom, boom. So, yeah, Henry Hudson is actually better. The Henry Hudson is better because you take the either that or the Palisades. If you already crossed over and you're on the Henry Hudson, that means you're already open. And yeah, it's 7:30. You shouldn't have any more traffic. So. This has been traffic talk. This has been traffic.
Oh, traffic! Hey, play the traffic report song. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know if you and Cabana got a bunch of stories fucking compiled from this last week. Then come on BYB tomorrow and crash fucking Cody Canuck.
Which one is it? How, what is it called? Real, you know?
Dude party. I'll send you Cabana's number. Come on.
What's the traffic one called?
It's called Rock.
There you go.
It's literally called Rock.
You should name it Traffic. I'm going to name it Traffic, all right?
I don't think we can rename it.
Yeah, you're right. Fucking gay.
Riding into the sunset.
Yeah, I am. Dude, I met Mr. Echo. I pissed him off, apparently, and I fixed his motorcycle.
Oh, shit. Nice.
I was just thinking about Mr. Echo. That's crazy, because I haven't heard from him in a while.
I took him to his first strip club experience.
I was just watching.
This song rocks, bro. You know what? We're going to leave it on this. All right.
It flashed in us. That lady in the car just flashed.
She just wowed us?
Yeah.
This has been a MLC wrap-up show. MLC fucking sucks. Nobody can say we're way funnier. We don't talk about podcasting, right? Or yes, I call into my own show and I can figure it out without a mask. You know why? Because I'm not a fucking mask. You want to help me?